This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here on this fine Sunday afternoon to be the managing partner of your life. And I am here with a cast of characters, and it's really exciting for me because it's the first time we are doing a show in two parts. After 6 years, we're finally doing a show part two. This is like a deposition. When you don't finish the first part of the deposition, you go to part two of the deposition, maybe part three, part four. But we're going to try and do this in part two. I don't think we're going to go to part three or part four. Everyone is wondering, Carrie, what I'm talking about. On July 21st, a few weeks ago, we had part one of the show, and it was the top 40. Does that sound familiar to you? Carrie Kasem in the house.
You know, it does. I kind of grew up with it. It was more musical top 40, like the American top 40 with my dad, Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
But, you know, anything can have a top 40 countdown, including our show.
What's the history behind the top 40 with your dad, Casey Kasem?
Which is, I'm glad you asked that, which is very interesting. He started with the long distance dedications and the different kinds of, like, what song comes first. After he was told to stop doing Crazy Casey on the mic, where he had all these different characters and he was kind of wild and like a shock jock kind of guy. And they're like, we're done with that.
Kind of like you.
I don't think I was a shock jock. But okay. So he literally was coming into work, didn't know what he was going to do on air that night. And as he was walking in, on top of a trash can was the Who's Who in Rock and Roll. And they had all these stories and how they became. And he just started reading them. And that was kind of like the stories that led into the music. And then the long distance dedication came from a letter he read. I think it's a letter to Elena. And people loved it so much, he put together the top 40 and then started counting down the songs with all of that into it. So that's the kind of how it came together.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in tribute to Casey Kasem, Gervie's Law has put together its own top 40. Mm. And we talked about this, Carrie, many years ago when we started the show, that we were going to do a top 40. You can find the top 40 on a bunch of different websites. Gervie's Law website, which I just looked at, it looks like it's down. I can't believe it.
What?
Did you look at that, Ben? Is it down, the website?
It was down. I was looking at it for directions, honestly, yeah. And it was down today.
I have no idea why it's down today, because earlier in the day I looked at it. We're going to get our people on it. I did send some emails out. You can go to rgwlawfirm.com. That's our law firm, Rowan, Gervie, Wynn, rgwlawfirm.com. We have all of the podcasts over there. We've got the Gervie's Law podcast as well at KBC.com, of course, the flagship station. Go ahead.
But we have huge news, Alan. We're a real radio show, by the way.
I don't want to hear about
that. Yeah. We're a real radio show.
We
just
were
let
a
you
real
know.
Radio show a long time
ago. No, I don't
ago.
Think so. We're real now. Why? We're verified on Instagram.
Wow. We're verified. I was verified when I walked in.
If it didn't happen on Insta,
street.
It didn't happen.
That's true.
Alan. All right. Thank you, Carrie,
we
for that.
We got that mark.
Yeah, we're a real show with a website that's down. Leslie, our IT person, will be working on that.
Man, but,
so it's going to be tough. If you're listening and you want to look at the top 40, it's going to be tough to find them. But you can go to rgwlawfirm.com or kbc.com. At least you'll get some of the Gervie's Law guests and podcasts. And we will talk about the top 40. So on July 21st, we started out. We did not complete it. First time ever, we ran out of time. We were going through the top 40 guests, and our panel of guests here today, with one on the telephone, two in studio, including you, Carrie, it's three and me.
Thanks.
Four. they will be dishing on the top 40 guests. I want to give you the quick criteria for judging the top 40. We talked about this last time, how good the interview was on the show on Gervie's Law, what the guests' accomplishments are or were, how well-known or famous they are, how engaging and personable they were on the show, how approachable they were, how long they've been able to stay in the news, so they're not one-hit wonders. What have they done for you lately? What have they done lately? How relevant are their accomplishments? And the list goes on and on. What age demographic do they appeal to? So these are kind of the things that we're looking at, criteria that we're looking at. Interestingly, I have been introducing people on the show for so long, and I have been given so many accolades for my introductions. Carrie, as you know, a lot of the guests will say, I know more about the guests than they know about themselves.
They usually say it's the best intro they've ever had.
Best intro.
Yeah.
I've never had a guest not say it was the best intro they ever
had.
That's
true. Because you literally
5 minutes.
Yes, give the entire resume.
Their whole resume.
That you
their
do.
Whole life.
Yeah.
Things they don't even know about themselves.
And you bring up stuff that they can't believe you've dug so deep that
exactly.
you find out.
Yeah. I throw up. All of that
say
stuff.
That. You dig really deep. I think when you gave my intro, you said, Ben, in 1987, your mother was quoted as saying,
yes.
Ben weighs X. I said,
that's right.
You know that?
I quoted your mother so many times in your intro, and she loved it. Randy, of course, has been on the show, and she loved it, and she's a friend of the show. So what I'm going to do, because I've had so many compliments about the intros that I do, and I introduced all you guys last time when we did the Top 40 show, the guests that are actually going to review all the guests reviewing the guests. I'm going to ask you to do your own intro today. I'm going to put you on the spot.
What?
We have Ben Mycelis, Melissa Lefkowitz, who just started choking. And on the phone, of course, we have Ann Bremner. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I think you can handle it, Ann. We're going to wait till we get through the studio people here, and you have all the time to plan out your intro. It doesn't have to be as complete and thorough as mine. It doesn't have to disclose everything that I do, but I'll give you about 30 seconds, starting Ben Mycelis. This is he, Ben Mycelis, right here live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
My name is Ben Mycelis. I am a civil rights lawyer, a partner at the Garagos and Garagos Law Firm, went to law school at Georgetown, handle civil rights cases. Most recently, I was proud to represent Colin Kaepernick in his case against the NFL. You may have seen very recently representing the mother and son of a bullying incident at West Amino Middle School.
And that made big news this week, Ben. It was all over ABC, CBS, NBC, national news. Ben Mycelis was there in person being interviewed, talking about this awful, awful situation.
It was just a horrible incident at this middle school where this bully choked my client. The school did absolutely nothing. You see on the surveillance cameras, the teachers literally watching the bully choke the kid as he's literally dying there. And they take absolutely no action. They've come up with some ridiculous statement.
Oh, they're liable if they can't touch students, all that BS?
Well, you know, I think as they've moved away from corporal punishment towards new forms of kind of discipline, these charter schools have come up with this concept called restorative justice, where they focus more on helping the bullies than helping the kids
right.
who are being bullied.
Right.
And I think this incident at this Green Dot is one of these charter schools that take over and have all these new age ways of thinking. They didn't even expel the kid
wow.
who choked my client,
oh
my which is horrible.
Well,
and your client is still alive, but there's possible brain damage?
Severe brain damage, cervical spine injuries, and it's horrible. And it was all caught on tape. It shocked the nation.
Well, this kid needs to be put away.
Kid needs to be expelled. The kid needs to be arrested.
Yeah.
But more importantly, well, not more importantly, but equally as importantly, as Ben states through all his interviews, the school needs to be held responsible.
School needs to be held responsible. And just going back to my bio, I'm also a struggling hip-hop artist.
That's right. You were raised by P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Yeah. He was raised
Sean
by
Puffy yeah. Combs.
P. Diddy.
That's
P.
right.
P. Diddy's like an uncle to you.
Yeah. So if ever I can plug my cases
yes.
and my rap skills on this show,
let's
I will.
Do it.
I will do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Right.
Should
let's
we just go right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. Let's
go right,
it. Right now.
Bring it.
All right. Well, I did one about the top 40, knowing
yes.
it was going to be
perfect.
The top 40 show. Ready? Gervie's Law. I said it before. The Gervie top 40 got me asking for more.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? 1, 2, or 3. I've been a guest so many times on this show. It's got to be me.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
One, two, three. Nice.
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 It's got to be me.
He just asked for it. Straight up.
It. Boom.
Just
a rapper.
Boom. That's it.
I don't know.
Just asked.
That was a good bio right there.
It was.
Right? That's good.
Excellent. Not as good as what I would do for you, but it's pretty good.
That
to
was
run
good.
Around.
That was great.
It was awesome.
Melissa Lefkowitz, she is ready to do her bio.
I am.
I'm not even going to say anything. You go
Melissa
for it.
Melissa Lefkowitz.
Get on the mic, Melissa.
There we go.
You are a celebrity, and you've been in so many different shows, and you don't know how to use a mic. Eat that mic.
I'm right now full face in the mic.
There we go.
Okay. My name is Melissa Lefkowitz, and I am a criminal defense attorney that works hard living in the trenches for the falsely accused.
Awesome. And you're also a TV star, a radio star, and a model.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have a new show.
Spoken like a true friend.
Melissa, tell us as much as you can about your new show that's going to be coming out.
As much as I can is pretty much nothing, but wait for it. We're in development. I know that I really appreciate so many of you who got on Twitter and hashtagged Where's Melissa for me and made me trend. That was amazing.
Awesome.
And so I want to come back better than ever, and I want to give you what you want,
and
which
you
is
you are working
justice.
With some
yes.
great,
in heels.
Great people.
Yes.
Justice in Heels.
Justice
you're working with
heels.
Great people. So I think I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. I know you can't
Thank
talk
you.
About it.
Thank you.
But you're going to see Melissa Lefkowitz. you're going to see her on TV again soon. And let's turn to Ann Bremner in Seattle. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks. And the best intro ever, of course, has been from you, Alan. I'm thrilled to be on with you guys. My name's Ann Bremner. I'm a lawyer in Seattle. I'm a Stanford grad, and I do civil and criminal work. I handled media for Amanda Knox, the Susan Cox Powell case. I represent her family and even worked on the Mary Kay Letourneau case. I do some TV and CNN and MSNBC and sometimes Fox. And I have a book coming out in the fall called Justice in the Era of Judgment. I always get it reversed with Simon & Schuster.
Another stunner, too. I mean, another beautiful woman. Along with the fact that she's got brains and she's all over the television. And you've been on the show, I think, more than anybody.
I don't know about that. But
she's been on the show.
And Gloria Allred.
Yeah, Gloria Allred
and by the way, I'm going to give a big plug for Gloria Allred. She is going to be inducted in the Women's Hall of Fame in September. And we will be having her on the show next week to talk about the Women's Hall of Fame, and we'll have some surprises, people wishing her well for her induction.
That's great.
Yeah, for the induction into the Women's Hall of Fame. It's taking place in New York in September. So that's exciting. But yes, Anne has been up there. And you've done so many things, and we're looking forward to the book. We're going to talk to you more about that when it gets closer. And I want to ask you quickly a couple things. First of all, you said that you were going to moderate a debate. Was it Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr?
Ken Starr. Yeah, in January, it's going to be in West Palm Beach, and I'm very much looking forward to it, especially now that we're seeing that they were the lawyers who represented Jeffrey Epstein, you know, in West Palm Beach.
Really? Wait, is this real?
Of course, they have very,
really?
Whoa.
Yeah,
very,
of course.
It should be on lawyers. Pay-per-view right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a serious match.
Are we monetizing this, Anna?
Can I get Ben to be your agent on this?
You guys come with me? I mean, I need a lot of help.
You don't need any.
No.
Help.
You just got me. I'm in. And by the way, Anne, thank you for friending me on Facebook.
You will do a wonderful job. I hope it comes off because, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on. And I know you've been in the news lately, and you've been on TV talking about the Jeffrey Epstein suicide/murder, whatever it is. So I hope that you're able to do it specifically with respect to Alan Dershowitz. Hopefully he'll be available. And I know Ken Starr will be. So I don't know. Have you heard anything about whether they're going to continue with the plan to do this?
All systems are go right now, so I'm thrilled.
All right, good. Anything you want to just really quickly comment on Jeffrey Epstein while we have you?
It's just like every day, it's like, what fresh hell is this? Like Dorothy Parker used to say. I mean, it's just an unbelievable story. But it also tells us a lot about pedophiles and how prolific they can be. And I think it's important that the world pays attention to cases like this.
Oh, absolutely.
That's,
for sure.
That's good. Before we take a break, and we're going to take a break before we get to the top 40, I'm going to explain everything that's going to go on today. Quickly, just to verify and confirm the credibility of Anne Bremner, which needs no verification or confirmation, but the Criminal Justice Degrees Guide of America has put out the 10 most famous defense attorneys, and we're going to see how many of them have been on the show, how many are in the top 40. I specifically say it because you know that Anne is going to be on this list. Number one is Johnny Cochran. And Ben, do you think Johnny's been on the show?
Has Johnny been on the show?
He has not. There has not been... There has not been a seance.
He's gone. Yeah. Wait. Okay. Well, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Number two.
Is there something I should be aware of?
What are you talking?
Number two, Mark Garagos. He has been on the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Garagos is Ben Mycelis's boss, and he's number two. Number three, Alan Dershowitz. We're just talking about Alan. Has been on the show a few times. I think two or three times anyway. Gloria Allred, number four. Another star attorney who's been on the show a number of times, probably as many or more than Anne Bremner. Number five is Leslie Abramson, has not been on the show. She's not in the top 40, has not been on the show. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's surprising, isn't it, Ben? She should have been on the show.
I think she should.
Melissa?
Her and Johnny should have been on the show.
No, don't put her in the same category. Do you like Leslie?
Of course.
Yeah, I do. Number six.
Great.
Known for covering the child molestation charges against Michael Jackson and Bremner, is a well-known Seattle trial attorney. Wow. Number six.
Look at that. Look at that.
Number seven, F. Lee Bailey, has been on the show, mm-hmm. and he's number one on the top 40 list, our top 40 list. Although last show, Carrie said that she wanted to take out number one.
Yes. No, he needs to be on the list for sure. It's F. Lee Bailey. But... We need a new number one. We definitely need a new
Okay, Sean.
I think our new number one needs to be a female.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I already have mine. I already know who I want.
You're going to have to listen to the rest of the show to hear that. Sean Holly Chapman, we're up against the clock. Sean Holly Chapman has not been on the show. I'm not sure why. I think she will be. Genevieve Wong, who books the guests, does an amazing job. Thank you so much, Genevieve, for putting together all these wonderful guests. I know she's been in touch with Sean Holly Chapman, and she probably will be on the show. Number nine, one of Anne's favorite people, Dick DeGaren, has been on the show twice.
Love him.
Dick DeGaren. So number nine. And number 10, Robert Shapiro has been on the show, of course, and he's foundation, the Brent Shapiro Foundation. It's coming up September 21st. I know a lot of people will be there. I will be there, and he's also a friend of the show. So out of the 10 most famous defense attorneys, as indicated by Criminal Justice Degrees Guide, I think seven of them have been on the show.
That's
pretty
amazing.
Good. And none of them is not alive. We got to get to our top 40. We got to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah. The final countdown. Carrie, what are you looking at? In order, you have to count. So we have three lawyers in the room and Carrie Kasem, and they can't figure out how to put up pictures of the top 40 guests. We're at number 9, Kent Starr. Dov Charney, number 10. So they're putting them up, and Melissa and Carrie are doing a great job of getting them up behind me. If this was on video, why aren't we shooting this? Carrie, why aren't we videotaping? Where's Nico?
Nico is driving to Vegas with my friend Issa.
Well, that's not going to work if he's driving to Vegas with Issa. Who would drive with someone named Issa?
All right, we're on number 13. We're doing it.
All right. So while they're putting them up, and that's for the guests in studio, Anne obviously can't see it, but if we were doing a simulcast, she would be able to see it. They're reminding themselves who the top 40 is. I'm going to remind the audience, if you didn't hear the show on July 21st, you need to listen to the podcast. Go to rgwlawfirm.com and hopefully tomorrow, gervieslaw.com when, or kbc.com. Gervieslaw.com's having a few problems today. When we have everything up and you listen to the podcast. So last show, we went through the top 40, and the guests pretty much nixed. They wanted out of the top 40 the following. Cass Sunstein, who's a Harvard professor. Alan Gura, the gun right attorney behind Heller and the McDonald cases. Weintraub. Ben, who was that? What was her name?
I have no
Weintraub, you said you wanted her off the earth, not only off the top
40. I just remember I was very angry at her.
You were very angry. One,
and I was glad that we removed her off the list. But I got to tell you, I think I'm selfishly cutting people off the list to make room for me. I
just want
to
be. And I'm taking
full disclosure.
I'm taking that into account. And I'm not sure it's going to work. But I am taking that account. Milana Weintraub, the spokesman for AT&T, was axed. The Schwartzes. Growing up, Schwartz, two football players, who one is retired and is an NFL network broadcaster or ESPN broadcaster, and the other still plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. They were cut. There were maybes. The maybes. So one, two, three, four. So we have four anyway that we have to replace. The maybes were Bernie Nichols, the former LA Kings player who was on the show talking about concussions. I wanted him on. The rest wanted him off. Fry, Justice Judge Fry, who is the first transgender judge. Misha Barton, actress Misha Barton. Crispin Glover, he's a maybe. Corey Feldman, all the actors were maybe. Lee Steinberg, the agent, sports agent behind Show Me the Money movie. LeVar Ball, that's just because most people don't like him. Brad Sherman, the congressman from the Los Angeles area, and Barry Mann, the writer, composer guy. All right, so those are maybes. We got to introduce some new people, some newbies that may be on the top 40 as Melissa and Ben and Carrie look at all of the posted pictures. So here is a list. Folks, feel free to call in 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222 if you have any opinions on it. Michael Medved, he is up for the top 40. He's a conservative talk radio host. Cindy Garvey, the wife of Steve Garvey. Not sure what she's known for, but she was a great guest. Jose Baez. Anyone know anything about Jose Baez? Anne, you should know.
I know him.
Tell us about it. So you know about the Casey Anthony case, of course, because you did a lot of commentary on that. George Zimmerman case, right. Aaron Hernandez, the most recent one. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Jose Baez also represented, who did he represent recently? And then
Harvey Weinstein about a month.
That's right.
Yeah, and he got out.
Just withdrew, yeah.
And Casey Anthony?
Yeah.
He was like nothing. He was like a small-time lawyer and just decided to take this case on or took the case on and blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of major wins. I was very interested to see what would the results have been in Harvey had he tried that case because, you know, I think he was well positioned, Jose, to try that case.
Yeah.
He was great on our show. He talked a lot about the Aaron Hernandez situation. And what do you know of Jose?
Well, I know him, and you know, he did a great job. I also covered the Casey Anthony case. I was there for MSNBC off and on, but he did a fantastic job. He's a real everyman lawyer. He appealed very well to the jury. And he's very hardworking. He used to be a bikini salesman, of all things. I mean, he kind of takes pride in that. But he's very personable, and he out-lawyered the other side in Casey Anthony. And he won fair and square, although a lot of us didn't agree with the verdict.
Right. Yeah.
He's done very well since then. He also teaches at Harvard, I think. So, you know, I think he's a very interesting and very compelling individual and lawyer.
And you would think that he could crack the top 40.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Ike Sorkin is another one we're going to talk about after break. We got to take a break shortly again. Ike Sorkin, the attorney for Bernie Madoff. He was a really great guest. Talked a lot about Bernie. Has a personal relationship with him. So that was interesting.
I've been on with him. He was great.
You were on with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that.
He
was amazing.
He was really good.
Really amazing.
Melissa Rivers, Dennis Prager, Ben Stein, Ben Nempton, Ben Mycelis. We have three Bens that are trying to crack the top 40. Ben Stein, Ben Nempton, and Ben Mycelis. Gretchen Carlson was a great guest. Who just fell down? Duff Charney just took a dive from behind me.
A few of them took a dive.
Robert Shapiro. I think Robert Shapiro is going to crack the top 40. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Folks, you're going to have to listen after the break to find out. Kim Fields, Tootie.
She was so cute and everything, but I don't think that she's going to be in the top 40 this
Melissa?
Time.
Melissa?
Meh. No.
Gretchen Carlson, already mentioned her. Melissa Lefkowitz.
For sure.
What?
Board.
I'm even considered?
Sure.
I'm so honored and privileged. Thank you all so much.
You
we
like
need
me.
To,
you really
we need
like
to
me.
Take a break. We like you. For the next half hour, you're not going to believe it. It's going to be such compelling radio because we're going to open it up to all of our guests here, and we're going to dish on all these people. We're going to find out who is going to crack the top 40. I gave you some candidates. We will find out after the break, and we're actually going to listen to clips from some of the shows to hear what these people said to see whether or not they should be in the top 40. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Listening to Gervie's Law, giving you a new perspective to enrich your life. Now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Yeah, we're doing every counting song that was ever made. Not one of my favorites, that last one. Is that from Sesame Street or something? All right, it's Alan Gervie here with Carrie Kasem, Melissa Lefkowitz, and Ben Mycelis, and Ann Bremner on the telephone. We are ready. We're ready to see who will crack the top 40. I'm going to throw out a name. And again, folks, you remember how we ran out of time last time? I don't think we can do part three on this, so we're going to have to move quickly. Tracy Tudor, in or out? Melissa?
Out.
Ben?
Out. Out.
Ann?
Out. Out.
Does anyone know who Tracy Tudor
no,
is?
No, and you didn't ask me.
Therein lies our point.
You're the only one who knows. Who, you
therein
know?
Lies our point.
You don't know?
No.
Ben?
No.
Exactly.
Nope.
Carrie.
I can't remember, so I think she goes out. I'm
and
sorry.
She was, I guess, she's the only woman to ever be a star on the show Million Dollar Listings in L.A.
Oh, she was very cool. I really actually liked her, but no.
She was so cool. She was so cool. And interestingly, I listened to a different interview that some guy was doing of her. And he asked how much money she makes and how many houses she sold. And she was having her hair done during the interview because it was a podcast. We could see her having her hair done. And she just turned to her person and said, "Who the hell is this person?"
And who was it? Just a.
And then she hung up on him.
Oh.
So that was the. If you ever want to see a great interview, that was Tracy Tudor. She was great on the show, but it sounds like no one's ever heard of her. Sorry, I guess Million Dollar Listings doesn't have the best ratings. They better pick it up because I love Tracy. She was great on the show. But
I hope she's not listening.
Why? She's great. But they don't have. No one knows who she is.
We're huge fans, but we have
you
to consider
who she is.
That
now
we don't
she does.
Know her.
Yeah. Cindy Garvey. Anne is like representing the more intellectual perspective. Cindy Garvey, Anne.
You know, I think she's done a lot of philanthropy, and she's been somebody that used basically the platform of her husband for good things, and that's very laudable.
Yeah.
Her husband, Steve, you're talking about?
Yes.
Because they have had just a miserable divorce, and Cindy told us some stories, not trashing her husband, Steve, but her ex-husband, rather, but certainly he has not been the ideal ex-husband or father or grandfather. So
he was at least the launcher.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. You know, truth is a defense to any libel or slander claim. So if I've just slandered him and I get sued, we'll have to go through the whole process of seeing how good a father and grandfather and everything else. I think I win. Charlie Corsmo. You don't know who that is?
Another one I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
He was in Hook, Dick Tracy, Peter Pan, Can't Hardly Wait. And now he is, he ended up going to MIT and like Yale Law School.
Yeah,
and
he's Yale.
Case Western law professor. Really incredible guy. He has such a great personality for a law professor. Amazing. Retired actor from those movies. Apparently no one knows who he is, so he's out.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm seeing his photo, I do, by the way, know who he is.
Okay. But Can't Hardly Wait. He has a great scene. It's like... you know, when he's dancing, Can't Hardly Wait.
I know exactly who he is. But yes, we didn't know by name. It's like those character actors. You know the faces. You know you've seen them a million times, but you never know their name. You never remember.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Robert Shapiro.
In. That's easy.
Robert Shapiro's in.
In. Okay, so we've got
one. He makes it easy. He throws a great party once a year.
New one in. let's hear from Ben Stein. Can you... Wayman, get Ben Stein up, because let's hear what he has to say on the show. This is from Gervie's Law, and then we'll talk about whether or not we want to have him in.
Have you ever thought, or had you ever thought about running for, you know, office?
No, never thought about it. Can't bear to get up that early in the morning.
Well, wait a second. Oh, you're giving too much credit to Congress, because there were 70 members of Congress who signed on as co-sponsors of the Green New Deal. How do you explain that?
President Nixon said that the average congressman isn't fit to be dog catcher, and that I think that's very true. I mean, the people who are signing up for the Green New Deal are just crazy. They're crazy. Miss Ocasio-Cortez is a moron and a lunatic and a dangerous maniac on the world scene. And that's just my opinion. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't really know if she's crazy.
just because it's your opinion doesn't mean that it's not true just because it's your opinion.
Right.
Well, it is true, but
all right.
Ben. I used to not like this man because I was a waitress over at the Mondrian many, many years ago, and he came in and he was so rude to me, and I'm like, oh, he's nasty. The dry eye guy, right? You know?
Yeah.
He's with the dry eyes and the Bueller, right? He did that. And he wasn't nice to me, and I was like, oh. And then he comes on the show, and I love this man. Like, I just love him. So he's one of my most favorite guests ever. In Ben? Love him.
Yeah. Let me give you dispositively why he's out. He was recently quoted as saying, "Black people have a very deep attachment to feeling like they've been victimized." So,
well, that's not very.
Sounds like Larry Elder,
very
who's
nice.
On the list.
Yeah, Larry Elder's black, and he says that, but then that's okay. But you can't. Yeah,
Ben Stein is a big out by Ben Mycelis.
Ben Mycelis, Wayman. In or out? Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
He's Wayman's black, and Wayman. He says he's in.
Okay, Melissa. Wow. Melissa?
In.
And Bremner.
Who are we talking about now?
Ben Stein. Stay with the program.
Well, I didn't know about that quote, but you know, from everything that I know about him, you know, and listening to him on your show, you know, he's very accomplished. He's super witty and intelligent, and I'll defer to those that have interviewed him.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know that we should be passing judgment on people, although we do every day. It's a tough one because of Ben Mycelis's stance, but he was very funny. You take him for what he's worth. He has certain opinions. His opinions are very strong. I don't think we want to judge people so much unless they're put into jail, so I will say in.
And also, you know, context of these quotes really actually matters.
I was going to say, you know? we don't know what he was talking about. We don't know if he was, if this was like, and I don't want to say comedy, because we don't know where he's coming from.
Right.
Ben.
We don't know.
Let me ask you, though, Ben, to Ben Stein. In this environment, we're now looking at the lowest unemployment rate for black Americans in the history of the United States of America, under none other than President Trump, said Reagan. And then that's the context.
That was the context. So wait,
so,
say again.
Okay,
what
okay, okay, okay.
It was in the context of talking about the unemployment.
This is an hour show. We're going to be out of time. This is a show in and of itself. Excellent point. Let's
so
hear
I'm
from
on a
another.
Maybe then.
Let's hear from.
I got to retract my okay, yes maybe. And say maybe because I need to hear more about the context.
Oh. Let's hear from another right wing conservative person, Dennis Prager. We got that one, Wayman. Let's see. Let's see if he's going to be trashing black people.
You were doing a town hall meeting in Glendale, and you had on the panel Michael Medved, who was on our show after that, Larry Elder, who's been on our show before. You had some people on the Cowboy, of course, was on that panel, and the issue came up about President Trump as a role model. And you said to the audience that he doesn't have to be, he isn't, and that doesn't bother you. And people wildly applauded while your good buddy sitting next to you, Michael Medved, shook his head and said, no, I can't agree with a lot of the tweets. I can't condone the way that he behaves sometimes. And when Michael was on the show, he said he had dinner with you afterwards and everything was fine. But how do you reconcile your image of this great moralist with what you said about Donald Trump and not seeing him as a role model for kids and other people?
When people have awesome power, and I give the example of a surgeon, if you are told, here's a surgeon, you have a rare cancer. We have a surgeon who's known to cheat on his wife, who curses repeatedly, makes silly statements on occasion. However, he's the best one at this surgery. On the other hand, we have a fine surgeon, not as good, who is faithful to his wife and gives charity and so on. You'll take the mean or the selfish or the unfaithful surgeon in a nanosecond. People have roles to play. The president of the United States' role is not to be a moral model to my children. I am the one who has to be a moral model to my children. Their uncles, their older cousins, their rabbis, their priests, their ministers. They have to be the moral models, not the president.
Wow.
I don't agree with part of that at all, but I do agree with when he makes the analogy about the two surgeons. That makes sense to me.
Anne?
Yeah.
I guess if we're looking for the moral authority, we'd have a queen like the Queen of England. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? That's kind of what she stands for.
Yeah.
I like what he had to say. I mean, I'm one that thinks that if you're a cheater, you cheat in everything. But I just don't think that's reality in terms of how we pick leaders, how we pick a surgeon, how we pick the best for the job.
In or out?
In.
Dennis Prager? In.
Ben.
Okay. Dennis Prager said some crazy stuff. Let's be really clear here about who we're about to anoint on this list. Okay. If we're considering Ben Mycelis on this list.
Drop okay? it down,
Ben.
Let me explain to you. So yeah. he wrote this town hall piece, When a Woman Isn't in the Mood, How Women Should Consent to Sexual Intercourse
Bye.
With Their Men, Even When They're Not in the Mood, If They're in a Marriage. I mean, and he wrote a part two, When a Woman Is in the Mood and Isn't in the Mood, Part 1 and 2. In
okay, so I have to say something about that, okay? Yeah. Because I am the woman who's not in the mood all the time, right? I am. It's true. I am just going to say it. I am. And so I do think when you're with somebody and at first you're very sexual, that is what are you trying to trap them and then you become unsexual? You should, you know, there's got to be an emotional issue or something that you needs to be worked out. So yes, I agree with him to a certain point that you do as a wife or as a girlfriend have a duty to do that. I am talking from experience here because I am terrible at it. Terrible.
All right. In or out, Melissa?
You know what? Out.
Wow.
On
what?
So many levels.
Thank
no.
You,
on so many. And here's.
Ben, I'm assuming.
And you know what? It's not just because.
There's going to be no one left.
It's true. You don't agree with that?
Wait a second here.
Disagree with the lack of just the lack of hope for moral integrity from our president
right.
is just absurd to me.
Well, I was appalled at the town hall meeting that I was at. I just wanted some moral perspective to come through. I don't think you can call yourself a moralist and talk about values, family values, and not be able to at least acknowledge, even if you agree with his politics or his issues, but at least acknowledge some of the boorish behavior. And that's what really bothers me and how it affects
our children. But he's saying the guy's not moral.
My kids see stuff, and you can't tell me that it doesn't impact the youth of today. Notwithstanding,
hold on, he did
the
say
issues
he was
may be valid or whatever. People have different opinions on the issues. Bottom line on this is here to be the moral compass. He's very famous. He's got a lot of followers. I don't agree with everything he says, but he's in.
Boom! 3-2.
Wow.
Feels good to win.
We got to get through Melissa Rivers and Gretchen Carlson.
No.
Do we have time to do Melissa? No?
No.
Okay.
Wayne's like, no.
We got clips on them after the break. Stay with us. This is getting exciting, and we're running out of time.
It's a mess.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervey's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody. Some more counting music. All right, we don't have time for music. We're running out of time. This is part 2 of our show.
We're doing this on purpose so that we can have a part 3, Alan.
We may have to have a part 3.
I think we should.
Let's get through. Melissa Rivers, I know you don't like her. Carrie?
No, what are you talking about? I like her. I think she doesn't like me.
Oh, she doesn't like you.
Because I made a comment about Santa Anita. I could be wrong.
Hear. What are the comments? Wayman, you got Melissa Rivers. Let's hear from her.
The most important thing that came out of it was, you know, those outpatient clinics really having to be much more aware of protocols and what kind of equipment needs to be there and how different things would be handled. And I think it made the public much more aware. There's still talk about creating some sort of a legislation about it. It just hasn't happened yet. I mean, I think everything happens so fast, and I know the ball is in my court to do that, to push it forward. But, you know, at one point you also have to say, my son was 13, and I had to take care of him, and I had to get myself back together, and you don't want to live your life.
No. You're right.
Consumed by grief and anger.
Right.
But it was a favorable result, and it was something that when I had to make the decision whether to accept a settlement or go to court, it was time to just be done.
Okay, she's talking about her father, not her father, her mother. Who's her mother? Melissa Rivers' mother?
Joan Rivers.
Exactly. She's talking about settling the case, the lawsuit for medical malpractice, the incident that apparently caused the death of Joan Rivers. That's what she was talking about. A little slow. I'm not crazy about the clip that was picked up there. Ann Bremner, what do you think of Melissa Rivers?
I admire her. You know, she lost her father, I think, to suicide.
Absolutely, yes.
And so I think she's had a tough go of it. And I think she's, you know, a very strong and admirable person.
In or out?
I don't know. I mean, that's the first thing. Don't ask me.
I love that.
I think she needs
another
appearance.
She's strong. She's a wonderful woman in her. I don't know.
Nice doesn't get you on the top 40. Okay, Alan?
She's quick. She's witty. She's smart. Look, I like her. But I think she needs another appearance to get into the top four.
How has she trashed people? And then why is she not on the list? Who has she trashed and what race or what creed?
No. I think she should definitely be in for the exact reasons why those other people are off. I think Melissa Rivers is an admirable person. She's shown incredible courage. You know, and I thought that clip was great. She's
all of a sudden, Simon Cowell is being nice.
I know, yeah, I don't get it. What?
All right.
I got a soft spot for Melissa.
Gretchen.
Do you know her?
He's still uncomfortable that he's getting in.
That's true. He's figuring it. He's doing all the permutations and combinations to figure out how he gets in.
Yeah. I've got some algorithms going on.
He figures he's got it going here. Wayman, let's hear from Gretchen Carlson. I loved that interview. She was really great.
What my bill does, the Ending Forced Arbitration Act of Sexual Harassment, is give women a choice. It doesn't mandate that you have to go to an open court system if you happen to face this at work. It gives you the choice.
Right.
Because you see what happens when you actually open it up to choice, like so many other things in life,
right,
the perpetrator may actually think twice before they actually do the action then, right? Because if they know that you can't be immediately sheltered into secrecy, maybe they'll act differently. So it really changes the dynamic within the workforce, and that's why I've been, you know, so hard working against it.
Right. I think Gretchen may be on the show again in a few weeks or next month. She's got a deal for some documentaries and some great documentaries coming up on some of these subjects, bullying and some other subjects. Ben, after hearing that clip, how can you say no?
No, she's definitely in. And the issue of forced arbitration provisions in the sexual harassment context is really a significant issue for civil rights lawyers. Having these types of cases play out in secrecy is very problematic. And so her work to bring sunlight to that is really significant.
How did you overcome the fact that she was a Fox News person?
That she sued them.
I love that answer. Ann Bremner.
She's in. I think she's a real trailblazer.
Wow, that was short and simple. Melissa.
I think she's fabulous. I think she's all in. Did you guys know that she was actually a beauty pageant winner?
Of course, in Minnesota.
Did we know that? We knew that.
You're asking me, the person who did her introduction?
She's pretty and smart.
Yes,
I knew
she
everything.
She is. She's in.
Double whammy.
She's in.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to her again. Okay, Ian, Carrie, you have no reason to dispute the
panel.
No,
I like her.
All right. Ben Nempton, The Buried Life. Carrie, talk about it.
Okay, I really like this guy. I think what he stands for, and he's a great speaker, he's fantastic, and he helps people, you know, make their lives better. I think he's a great guy, but he's been on the show once again, like Melissa Rivers. I think they need one or two appearances before we put them on a list.
The problem, Ben did a great show. It was our Thanksgiving show last year. The problem is I don't know that a lot of people know him. They should know him. Ben Mycelis shares the same first name, but doesn't seem to know because he's Googling him.
Well, yeah, no, it's a concern to me that he shared. Too many Bens on the list could be problematic.
Melissa?
I'm also looking him up right now. And I just found something really interesting about him, that he struggled with depression growing up.
He did.
And that he was forced to drop out of college.
Yes.
And that despite all that adversity and all of that, he searched for purpose and created the greatest bucket list in the world.
And he works very hard for mental health issues.
That's amazing.
That was part of my introduction
of
him.
That's amazing.
He's
not
awesome.
Top 40 worthy,
I just don't know if people will know him. And had you ever heard of The Buried Life, the MTV show?
No, I hadn't. But I have to say, like, when you look at top 40 in music, I'm more like Bad Company and Led Zeppelin because I'm a lot older than you guys. I don't think that much.
Okay, in or out?
I would say jury's out for till the next time, but I love the mental health aspect. That's super important.
Okay.
To have that advocacy.
We only have a couple minutes left. Ben Mycelis.
Are we asking about...
Wait, all of a sudden he gets nervous. I got it. Hold on. Is this about Ben? Because I'm Googling him. I'm going to see...
Who is he?
If he has any quotes that, you know, we got to...
You know, Ben Mycelis is so smooth. He talks about other people. And then when his name comes up for the top 40, he's like, is this the top... Are we actually talking about the guy?
Are we on the radio right now?
I
got
to say something about Ben.
2 minutes.
I want to say something about Ben because I have the pleasure of sitting right next to him and being on the show with him twice now. And during the time that I've known him, which is not that long, he's impressed me on such a high level, I have to tell you. I've heard several people ask him for, you know, just kind of fun legal advice, just like, he's a genius.
He's so sharp.
He just lays down
law people.
We
don't have much time.
He's brilliant. My answer is yes. He's in.
Of course he's in. He's sitting across from you. What are you going to say, no? I mean, first of all,
I would.
I'm getting them to Melissa.
Not you.
Melissa
Leftwich.
What are you going to say about Melissa Leftwich? Are you in?
In.
And I think it's unfair you're not here with us, but we have Ben and Melissa here. Top 40 worthy or not?
Both of them in.
For sure.
That's just like for one sure. Hall of Famer telling a couple of others that they too can be in the Hall of Fame. So quickly, we have 30 seconds. The people who are out, Sunstein, Gura, Weintraub, and Schwartz's in. Melissa Rivers, Dennis Prager, Ben Stein, Gretchen Carlson, Robert Shapiro, and a combination of Ben Mycelis and Melissa Lefkowitz. I think they're going to each get half a spot in the top 40. Because that's six versus six. Unless you can convince me to get transgender judge Fry out, then they each get their spot.
Okay, bye, Fry.
Ben?
No, it will. I'm happy to share it with you, Melissa.
Oh, it's an honor. Bye, Fry.
All right. Well, we may have to do.
I think there's other people we can get.
We are going to put together the top 40. We'll put it on the website when the website's working. GurveysLaw.com, KBC.com, RGW, RowanGurveyWin.com. We're going to put the top 40 on the website in the next week or so, and then we will rejoin this group in a couple of months and see what they think of the new Top 40. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.